I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR, just after 6 p.m. on your Thursday evening. I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur.
And we're back.
We're back for another hour and a half.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, all you that are listening out there this evening. I know we have a lot of loyal listeners.
Let's hope so, anyway.
But for those that haven't heard of us, where are you aware?
We are. So we profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So what that means is we try and profile a musician that maybe has a social positive message in the song that we choose. Or if they don't and we just love the song and love the vibe of it, we just try and find out what they've been doing philanthropically to highlight their philanthropic endeavors and inspire you, the listener out there, to get involved through the power of music, to be involved in maybe your favorite artists' philanthropic endeavors or charities that they are close to their heart, or even your own charities that really speak to you. Just all in an effort to get out there and get involved.
We're all about positive vibes and raising awareness for causes and levers for change in the world and in regional communities all across the globe.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it a nice surprise or a nice change to see the new Prime Minister talk about that again yesterday when he was sworn in?
Yeah, swearing in. That was a big deal.
It was a big deal. I got kind of a bit verklempt. That's the right word, right?
Yeah.
Verklempt a bit last night while I was watching, couldn't watch it because I was at work, but watching the National do an hour special and see the behind the scenes with him, which was pretty cool, seeing with his kids and raising the new flag and, seeing him with his team talking about what they're going to say in his first address as Prime Minister. And then him basically, putting his money where his mouth was during that campaign, saying that he wants equality in the genders in his cabinet, which he definitely did. And I love that when people asked, did you want gender parity in your cabinet or why, and all he turned around and said was because it's 2015.
Mic drop.
Yep.
Love that. I missed it. I did see that, though, and I thought that was absolutely wonderful. I did listen to his swearing in at, I think it was like 8:30 mm-hmm. Pacific time on CBC Radio, another great radio station. It was pretty interesting to listen to. It's the first time I've ever listened to a prime minister being sworn in, and also all the cabinet members, which I have to say we have pretty good representation from BC. On his cabinet. So,
and also the cultural differentiation and representation is just so refreshing. I mean, especially after the the dark era of Harper,
the Stephen Harper government,
and the old white men ruling the country. It's lovely to see, first Indigenous people and people from Southeast Asian descent, and
even some people with disabilities. I know one of his cabinet members. I think she participated in the Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So
I
found
that
pretty interesting. Yeah. So he's done a wonderful job, I think, adding diversity to a cabinet that under Stephen Harper maybe was lacking that a little bit.
Yeah. And such a refreshing change to see not only him following up with his promises. Like today they reintroduced the long form census, which Brian, I was talking with my boyfriend about it this morning, and it's such a... it's so easy to see why this should be established. I mean,
data is important.
Data is important. It shows the demographics of what's going on in the country and really gives you evidence-based information to make your policy decisions. And it's funny because my boyfriend brought up a really good point. He said, well, if you don't have that information and you don't have the information of who you need to support and help in the community, then you don't need, what you don't know, you can't do anything about. And that's kind of the excuse that the Conservatives use.
Exactly. I think data and knowledge is power, and it's very important. So I'm really happy that he's already made that change. So
yeah.
Another change I hope he's going to make, and the Liberals have promised it, is throwing a little more money at arts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first band we played there.
I know, we need to talk about music.
That could benefit from more money getting thrown at the arts in Canada. So that was the Soul Jazz Orchestra, and they are a Canadian group based in Ottawa, interestingly enough. I wonder if they were down at the swearing in yesterday. You never know. So they've done extensive touring around Canada, the U.S., and Europe, and they have a very interesting blend of music that is a fusion of soul, jazz, funk, Afrobeat, and Latin styles. And their overtly political 2006 single called Mr. President, off their second album, Freedom No Go Die, really increased their audience, and it was voted to the number 9 spot in the 2006 Top 30 of BBC DJ Gilles Peterson's worldwide program. So, very political song, and really got them some attention.
And that's why we play it here. And that was from their newest album, from Resistance, which was released this year, and the song was Greet the Dawn. And this tour that they did was all in October and November, and sees them in, among others, in London, Liverpool, Zurich, Paris, all throughout Europe, and hopefully we'll bring them here very soon. This is actually their 7th release, and they've been together for almost 13 years.
Yeah, and this release is getting them a lot more attention, which I think is great. I mean, you heard that song. It's awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Right? It makes you want to get up and dance. So
I was dancing.
Yeah, and that album is like that front to back. So check out the Soul Jazz Orchestra and their latest album called Resistance. It's really really a great offering from a Canadian band that's been hard at work for many years with very little attention. So they're getting more now, which is good.
And you've got to give kudos to a band that's been around for 13 years. And you know, it'll be interesting to know if they actually are able to live off being a band. Mm-hmm. But getting a little bit more exposure and you know, getting their fan base up always helps. Because, you know, it's a daunting thing to do, and it's a daunting thing to keep going at your creative passion when you're not getting much feedback or much support. So I always have to say big hats off to all these bands that stick it out for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by all means. Coming up, we're playing, we're switching countries here.
Yes, we are. And vibes too.
Yeah, so we're going from playing a Canadian artist to playing an Irish artist. So we're going to play some Glenn Hansard. He is the principal songwriter and vocalist for the Irish group The Frames and one half of the folk rock duo The Swell Season. He's also known for acting, having appeared in The Commitments as well as starring in the film Once. And his song Falling Slowly from Once, which was co-written with his co-star, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2007.
And I think a lot of people would recognize him from that film. I think it really sort of took him out of the Irish scene and took him to the globe and to the world. And I saw him a couple of years ago, and he's playing again next Thursday. And as soon as I saw those tickets go on sale, I snapped them up.
Are you going?
I got front row seats, baby.
Whoa, jackpot! And you know what? That was where I first saw him.
Mm-hmm.
That film.
Yeah, and just he's a beautiful lyricist, very soulful, and you know, you can a great song always portrays the pain of the musician, and he does it so eloquently and beautifully. And quite frankly, if you ever get a chance, and if there are tickets available still to go see him at the Orpheum next week, I totally recommend it. He was one of the best solo artists I've seen, and I've seen a lot of shows over the years. He goosebump in
Inducing,
not yes. Injuring. Yeah, and just could wail. And I think he played for a good two and a half hours. I think
Endurance.
Going off.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so he's been involved with some pretty cool stuff, including involved in a charity album called The Cake Sale for Oxfam in 2006, which was a collective of mostly Irish musical artists and including The Cardigans and Nick Seymour of Crowded House, which is an Irish but Australian. And they came together to release a self-titled album, and a lot of the money was raised to go to Oxfam Ireland and Make Trade Fair campaign, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. Oxfam is a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
He was also involved in a charity, let's see,
the Haitian.
Yes, the what is it here? Like,
so he basically auctioned off a house concert on eBay.
That's what it was. Yeah, which I think that is so cool.
Yeah,
right.
Very cool.
So him and fellow musician Mark Geary offered to do a house party within a two-hour drive of Dublin and play a private gig for people. Yes, and funds it raised €6,000 for charity,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. I think that's a neat way to raise funds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Haitian charity for relief after the catastrophic earthquake that was in Haiti. Which is awesome. Yes. So what we're going to play is actually his new album called Didn't He Ramble? And this is a beautiful song called Her Mercy. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
When you're kneeling through the hours, and you're doubting your given power, and when you're ready for her mercy, and you're worthy, it will come. When the birds are just tuning up still, when the dawn breaks on your windowsill, and when you're ready for her mercy, and you're worthy, it will come, it will come. When you're broken, when your heart is finally open, when you're down, down in trouble, when you're lost among the rubble, well, there's sugar on the old spoon. Let's do that two-step around your front room. She will unbind you, set the word free. Mercy, mercy.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our breasts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and that was Modest Mouse. We finally played it, Christian.
We've been meaning to play that song for about, month and a half. It falls on the cutting room floor every week.
Sorry,
Modest Mouse.
Sorry, Modest Mouse. But we played it. We each, just in case you're wanting to know how to become a DJ at CITR, we both choose about 7 songs a week or every fortnight, and then each of us takes turns putting them in order and doing all that good stuff. And depending on how long we've talked for, how long the songs are and things like that, sometimes some of the songs that we've chosen do not make the cut for that week, and then we try and put them in the week or the next time we're in the show or whatever. And poor old Modest Mouse
has been ending the show the last couple of shows and just not making it onto the air. So we had to bump it up earlier in the show this week. And you know what? It feels like a big achievement to play that song.
I do. I feel like we've actually accomplished something for November. And you know what? I feel sorry for it because that's a fun song.
I hope that got
you guys jiving.
It's got some good energy to it. So Modest Mouse is an American indie rock band from Washington State. Strangers to Ourselves is the band's 6th album and was released in March of this year. And that was the track Lampshades on Fire from that album.
Yeah, and the band participated in a compilation album for charity, contributing a previously unreleased track, which is cool. The compilation was called Live From Nowhere Near You, which I like the sound of that. That's a clever little play.
Yeah, it is clever.
And all profits from the release were donated to Outside In, which is a non-profit organization in Portland focusing on providing aid and counseling to homeless youth.
Yeah, good initiative. Before that, we had Little Hurricane with Crocodile Tears from their album called Homewrecker. And I'd actually never heard that song. That's one of Fleur's choices, and I absolutely loved it.
I had you in mind when I picked that little gem up.
Well, you know me well. You know me well. So it's American rock and dirty blues band, Little Hurricane is, and they're based out of San Diego, California. They were formed in 2010, and the band consists of frontman Anthony Catalano and drummer Celeste Spina. Tone makes custom guitar slides from wine and whiskey bottlenecks. So he's a bit of a DIY guy.
He is.
By the sounds of it.
And, you know, great. You just drink the bottle of wine and then you upcycle.
You bust the neck off it and you start playing your guitar with it. I like it. That's environmentally friendly.
And everyone talks about booze giving you those creative juices, so...
Sometimes. Spina is the drummer and got back behind the drum kit after 8 years away from playing and put an advertisement on the website Craigslist looking for like-minded musicians, and that's how they got together. So Little Hurricane released Homewrecker in April of 2011, and it was their debut album. And I'm going to have to explore that album a little bit after hearing that that track right there called Crocodile Tears.
Yeah, and they actually have a great cover album too. So go check out Little Hurricane on Bandcamp to find out more if you like that groove.
Yeah. We're going to play a guy that's pretty well known coming up.
Keeping with the dirty blues kind of folk, dirty blues folk.
Yeah, so a little Robert Zimmerman.
Is that his real name? Yeah, it is. How do I know that name?
So some Bob Dylan coming your way. A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, we're going to play. That's a pretty well-known track. And you know what? It's probably going to start falling on the West Coast here.
I was about to say. Within the next 24 hours, we're supposed to get 50 to 75 millimeters. So it's pretty poignant that we play this right now.
Sounds like you should get into the weather broadcasting.
Oh, don't even talk.
A little meteorologist on your hands.
Yeah, I get teased a lot about how addicted I am to knowing what the weather is and deciding what's going to happen 2 weeks ahead of time. This is obviously, one of his better known songs. It's from his second album, which blows my mind that such an amazing song came out of a second album because, artists sort of still finding their feet with their sophomore albums. The album was called The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, and it was written in the summer of 1962. So when you think about that, that's some pretty pivotal moment in history, not only in musical history, but also in history in general and civil rights. Yeah, and it's a powerful song built upon the question and answer refrain pattern of the traditional British ballad Lord Randall, published by Francis Child. And Dylan said every line in it is actually the start of a whole new song. But when he wrote it, he thought he wouldn't have enough time to write, or like time being alive to write all those songs. So he thought, I'll just put it into one. To have that much creativity.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing artist.
Yeah, and it's obviously become absolutely a huge relevant song that's been around for years, and there's a lot of dense imagery in there around injustice, suffering, pollution, and warfare, and it did really become one of the songs for the Vietnam War, and I think I've talked about this, Dear Vietnam, which is a great documentary. They featured it in that one, and that's a great documentary around letters from soldiers in the war read out by famous actors at the time, and all new footage that people hadn't seen. So
I've seen that. It's absolutely amazing.
It's
really well done. Really well done.
So that song was in that, which is awesome.
In February 2015, Dylan released Shadows in the Night, which was his 36th studio album. The man keeps doing it. The album contains 10 songs written between 1923 and 1963, which have been described as part of the Great American Songbook.
So obviously he didn't write the ones in 23. I think they were.
Yeah, no, obviously not. He's not that old. So Sony Music announced the release of the Bootleg Series Volume 12, The Cutting Edge, 1965 to 66, on November 6th. And this work consists of previously unreleased material from the three albums Dylan recorded between January 65 and March 1966.
And as we all know, Bob Dylan's songs obviously are very political and have been anthems for the civil rights movement and numerous movements around the world around injustice and war and things like that. But his songs actually celebrated 50 years of Amnesty International a couple of years ago. It was called Chimes of Freedom, The Songs of Bob Dylan. And it was a charity compilation album featuring new recordings of compositions by Bob Dylan by multiple artists. And it was released in 2012. And all the proceeds went to Amnesty International, which is pretty cool. So it's cool to have his songs reimagined by
other artists.
Yeah. More contemporary artists. So without further ado, let's play Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Slipped in the middle of seven sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. Rains are gonna fall. Did you see my blood, son? And what did you see, my darling young one? Some newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. It's a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. A room full of men with their hammers bleeding. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. Rains are gonna fall. Hear my blind song, and what did you hear? My open and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sounds of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. Rains are gonna fall. And who did he meet? My blue-eyed son. And who did he meet? My darling young one. I met a young child beside a dead pony. White man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a heart. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. Rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out for the rain starts falling. I head for the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where the hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten. Where black is the color and none is the number. And I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I stand on the ocean until I start sinking. I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a heart, and it's a heart, and it's a heart, and it's a heart, and it's a heart. Rains are gonna fall.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chills held under my skin. It blows me down onto the ledge, a place I've grown to love and a friend. Murdering ambition.
try to smile, but it just don't come off right. Time don't exist, and that's the only thing I can tell. Every morning I'm awake to the sound of the southern bells. Every morning I'm awake to the sound of the southern bells. Every morning I'm awake to the sound of the southern bells.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on the greatest radio station in British Columbia, CITR 101.9.
You don't sound too enthusiastic about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are three great back-to-back songs there. But the last two there, I was loving. So that was Langhorn Slim and The Law with Southern Bells from their latest release, which was released in August, which was called The Spirit Moves. And Langhorn Slim is an American singer-songwriter from Langhorne, Pennsylvania. And he's been seen on tours with a lot of big, great artists. Cake, the Abbott Brothers, the Violent Femmes, Drive-By Truckers, and more recently, on the road in the UK with the Lumineers. So, rubbing elbows with the right people. I saw him 2 years back at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and was really impressed. So, even digging further back into the CD catalog of Langhorn Slim and the Law is advisable.
Is advisable?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your research?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the great tracks from them.
And that album, the fifth full-length album, The Spirit Moves, was released in August of this year. Did we say what we just played? I can't hear myself.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I can hear you better.
We didn't
than
talk about Good for Grapes, though.
I will start to... technology's not helping me today. In the middle there, we heard Good for Grapes with their song Cursed by the Wind from their album from this year, The Ropes. And they're a Pacific Northwest indie folk band based in our own Surrey, BC.
Yeah, just down the road.
Just down the road. The first self-titled EP, Good for Grapes, was released in April 2011, and they've both won the Rogers Music Battle of the Bands and Supernova's Band on the Run, which is pretty cool. And the band's name was taken from something one of the band members had said was offered a snack. Nah, I'm good for grapes.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny, right? Because yeah. I've always wondered where they got their... I thought it was something to do with wine or something, but
yeah,
no.
That makes sense.
You know. No, I'm good for grapes.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I like it. In 2004, they won the 2014 Peak Performance Project, and they took home the top prize of $102,000. $102,700. Yeah. There we go.
I didn't know that that winners of the Peak Performance Project won that much money. A lot of it must be in kind, I'm thinking.
Well, I think they've actually upped how much it is over the years. I feel like it started at 50 and then it moved up to what it is now. And I think along with that, yeah, they get like recording time and promotion.
It gives great profile to the bands that win, that's for sure. So Good for Grapes, lucky to win that. In the past, they've supported the Covenant House. And Covenant House Vancouver, if our listeners haven't heard of this organization, they exist for those young people for whom there is often no one else. So young people who have either willingly fled physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, or those who have been forced from their homes out onto the street. So, and I found this pretty interesting. More than 1,500 street-involved youth come to Covenant House Vancouver each year. to take advantage of their services. So that's quite a number.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And they do a pretty interesting fundraiser each year. I think it's coming up or has just happened, where it's called the Great Sleep Out. And they encourage people to get people to give you money to sleep out on the streets. And a lot of CEOs do that and things like that. They get a lot of companies involved.
And that would be a heck of an experience, right? It would give you a really good view into how a lot of people in Vancouver, especially where we have a high population of homeless people, how they live day to day.
Absolutely, and an appreciation of their struggle. And I mean, I'm sure we've both been guilty of this. We see so much homelessness now in Vancouver that a lot of people are asking for money and have signs, and you just walk straight past them. And it's, you know, how many times do these poor people get people walking past without any help or support?
You almost become immune to to seeing it, and that's really sad.
Well, and I'll never forget. This kind of put me off it for a little while. Can I tell a quick little story?
You tell a quick little story.
So a few years ago when I was first in Vancouver, I saw a homeless man down town, and I was going to, you know, one of those pizzas by the slice places that they have downtown. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go buy this guy a couple of pieces of pizza, make his day. It's a bit cold, you know, try and give them some food. I'd rather give food than money. I think that's just how I am. And so I went to give him the food. I was like, oh, this is for you. You know, have a good day. And he's like, oh, I would have preferred the money. I was like,
I've come across that before too. And, you know, some of them, you never know what they're dealing with. Some have mental health issues, sorry. So yeah, I've come across that before too. I keep giving food. I usually give food as well. I rarely have, you know, change.
Yeah. I never have
bills.
Change.
So food is, you know, they're more likely to get that from me. And some of the reactions, you know, it's, are unique.
Yeah, it doesn't really inspire you for a little while to do it. You're like, damn it.
But yeah, you have to remember what some of them are dealing
with. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, some are dealing with mental health issues and such. So, but yeah, I've come across that too. Interesting. Yeah. We're going to play another Canadian band coming up.
We are.
Yeah, so we're going to play some Metric. This is a track from their new album. Metric have been doing it for a while. They're founded in 1998 in Toronto. And Pagans in Vegas is their latest album. It's their sixth studio album, released recently in September. And Metric as a band has supported a number of different causes, but they've supported Music Counts, which we have spoken about on the show before, and they've done that through the Yellow Bird Project.
Yeah, and that's the Yellow Bird Project is when you basically a band will design a T-shirt, and then sales from the T-shirt, 100% of the sales of the T-shirt goes to the charity that the band chooses. And so Metric obviously put a T-shirt out there and chose Music Counts, which is a Canadian charity promoting musical education across Canada. And hopefully they'll get a little bit of help now that the Trudeau government is in power and... I'm hoping they will. And their mission is to ensure that schools across Canada, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are able to provide a comprehensive musical education program to students. Since 1997, more than 3.5 million has been donated and put towards this great cause.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, let's play some Metric. So
we are.
This is their track called The Shade. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CHR.
Baby, there's no better.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 4 is happening this Tuesday, November 10th, featuring Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Like a light, and you feel it so.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that track definitely had a lot to say. That was DOA with Pipeline Fever from their latest album. Fleur's got microphone fever over there. So DOA is a hardcore punk band from right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. And
they've been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Late 70s.
Yeah.
So they've been doing their thing. They're legendary. They're legends. So they're often referred to as the founders of hardcore punk, along with some huge bands like Black Flag, The Germs, Negative Trend, and Middle Class. And their second album, Hardcore 81, was thought by many to have been the first actual reference to the second wave of American punk sound as hardcore.
There you go. And they've always maintained an uncompromising leftist political stance, which is they're probably happy that the Liberals are now in power.
I imagine they are very happy.
Yeah. They're known for their outspoken political opinions and have a history of performing for many causes and benefits. And its slogan is talk minus action equals zero. Love that.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. The band has been active on many issues, including anti-racism, anti-globalization, freedom of speech, and the environment. And it's funny because people see punk as like this anarchist, antisocial kind of music a lot of the time. Not everyone, but a lot of the time. But in the nearly six years that we've been doing the show and highlighting all kinds of genres, including punk, they're really actually socially aware and socially conscious, a lot of the bands.
Oh, yeah, I would say more so than not as far as punk rock bands go.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them write very intelligent, politically charged lyrics that have, you know, great meaning and get a message across quite well. So.
And I think people just hear the, you know, some people love the sound, their noise or the sound.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just hear it and hate it and disregard what they're actually trying to say. And I'm sure a lot of older people might actually appreciate those lyrics, but because they just have their mind closed off to that kind of sound, they see it as noise, that they won't listen.
The sound's it's definitely a little more aggressive is what I would call it. And, you know, some people love that aggression in music and others don't. So, but you're right. The sound might turn some people off, but the message is definitely there. And a lot of people, regardless of whether they like the music, can embrace that message. So that's a great song about, obviously, pipelines. And I'm sure it was written about the pipelines that are, potentially going to be put in British Columbia.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny because DOA, I mean, I have a friend that loved punk, when I was still in Australia. And I remember him playing DOA years and years and years and years ago in Australia. So they are a global force, even though sometimes Canadian bands feel like they don't really get to extend their reach. They DOA definitely have extended their reach all the way down to Australia.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're definitely internationally successful for sure.
And in the middle there, we heard No Aloha from their album No Problemo with their song Putters, which is a new album released in 2015, and another Canadian band, this time from Montreal. And their new album No Problemo was released in late August, so only a couple of months ago, which is pretty cool. They have a song in the British Strummervilles compilation, which is a charity foundation of Joe Strummer's inheritors. And he was obviously the lead vocalist and a huge influence in, I guess, punk rock, surf rock, all that kind of music from The Clash.
Yeah. Another band that had a number of songs with great messages. So the Joe Strummer Foundation gives opportunities to aspiring musicians and support to projects around the world that create social mobility through music. They strive for prevention of relief of poverty, promote and maintain the education of the public in the art, culture, and science of music, and promote and advance the arts, including music, for the public benefit, including by the presentation of exhibits and public events and concerts. So if you want to find out more about the Joe Strummer Foundation, www.joestrummerfoundation.org. Check them out online.
And we're going to shift up gears and move over to the British Isles now. Come with us as we journey across the Atlantic. I'm in a weird
trip
mood tonight.
Trip around the world this evening, isn't it?
Florence and the Machine, that voice, you can't deny it. And I know that she has become quite popular, and the song we are playing is a hit, which is a huge faux pas on CITR. But we are allowed 10% of our content to
and
be a
they
hit.
They were here recently too, so it's, you know,
and you know,
we're allowed.
And even though some of these songs are from indie artists, they're great. They're a hit for a reason because they're great. So the new album they've got out is How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. And it's more of a concept album, which is kind of cool. They've been around for quite some time. They started off in 2007. They received the Brit Awards Critics' Choice in 2009. And this new album was released on 2nd of June in 2015. And it topped the UK charts and debuted at number one on the US Billboard 200, their first to do so. And it's a concept album and in the band's first studio album in 3.5 years. And this album was nominated for the 2015 Mercury Music Prize.
Huh. Which is equal to the Polaris Music Prize in the UK.
Exactly.
For those that don't know. In 2015, the band was the headlining act at Glastonbury, making Florence Welch, who is their lead vocalist, the first British female headliner in this century, which is kind of wild.
But when I read that, I was like, wow, that's a long time. And then I realized, oh, this century's been around for 15 years.
It sounds like a long time. It sounds like a really long
time.
But
it's like basically the last 15 years. I feel like Beyonce played at Glastonbury. No, she wasn't the headliner.
I don't know. No, anyway. I guess not. Florence and the Machine have been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist, and the band performed at the 2010 Nobel Peace Prize concert. And in 2011, they were ranked 50 in the 2011 Time 100 poll, which annually lists the 100 most influential people in the world. So not musicians or bands, but people. So that's quite an achievement. And in 2012, they offered a private acoustic show for up to 25 people, and money was raised for the UK-based charity JDRF, which helps people suffering from diabetes. So it was a 20-minute long concert, and took place in London.
That's pretty another private concert to raise money.
It's a money maker. All bands should be doing it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So up next is their song Ship to Wreck, which actually has in parentheses The Odyssey Chapter 3, so as part of their concept album. Again, it's Welsh doing what she knows does best, which is putting out that powerful voice. Melting your face.
She's got pipes.
She does have pipes. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and this is Are You Aware?
Don't touch the sleeping pills there. This is Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
I'm fighting myself again, beginning to call out to the end, and I don't see nothing changing, till I give in. Pessimists locked in their prison, dreamers off lost in optimism, bridges calling all this talk pure wisdom, but I don't believe you. Cold days always the closest, and the world don't seem to notice. Good deeds is not their focus. They want blood.
They want blood.
So take me down to the place where the golden arches end. And say hello to my childhood friend. What's up, Rhino? Pull out and put a bullet in his head. Cause I'm fighting myself again. Beginning to call out to the end.
Yeah.
And I don't see.
see nothing changing till I give in. Pessimists locked in their prison, dreamers off lost in optimism. Preachers calling all his popular wisdom, but I don't believe him.
They often call me a pessimist, out here standing on the precipice. Hands around my throat like a necklace. I choke, failing to see what the lesson is. I can't cope, I am broke, my incentive is. What? Can't finish my sentences. I cuss, speaking with speech impediments. What the f? Dreams of Egypt and Genesis fall from untouched while most of us live in tenements at the mercy of the elements. And the weather, it's worse than oppression is. When it rains, it pours. You better find where your umbrella is. So we don't see what the blessing is. Our perception is quite skewed, and the truth, it is relative. On a quest for paychecks and benefits, only our spirit as rich as these executives. The worth of life like treasure if you measure it. But they're relentless with life like a reckless embezzlement of history repetitive. And as bad as their intention is, whether it's good or not, they are selling it. Right or wrong is irrelevant, we can't tell, to hell with it. It's not a question of intelligence if we're unaware of the conflict, impossible to settle it. Although artists paint a picture like impressionists, I'm unimpressed, often question its effectiveness. Their brutality is effortless. They rape the world and it's endless. Work like perfectionists. Enslave us, then gave us a black president. Define sedative, our minds edited. So even with reflection, we don't see where deception is. The problem is that we accepted it. Our minds possessed like the exorcist. Know the fire where the exit is. Prepare for exodus. And the West less than generous. So obsessed with their fetishes, their scarlet letter is written all in their clothes, it shows their rhetoric. And our temper is based on our temperament. Like the barcades, I tried a little tenderness. Then they put us on a list with a terrorist. We need betterness, better than this. Because this world is getting hotter than a kettle is. Everyday people now tougher than leather is. Unless you as light as a feather is. The words are poison and deeds equally venomous. They scream at the world while we're celibate. They don't want to hear our sentiments. I don't believe that they're devils, but they act rather devilish.
I'm fighting myself again, beginning to call out to the end. And I don't see nothing changing till I get in. Pessimists locked in their prison, dreamers off lost in optimism. Preachers calling all his popular wisdom, but I don't believe him. Cold days always the closest, and the world don't seem to notice. Good deeds is not their focus, they want blood.
The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand, and the left hand is kicking much ass. I mean, it looks like the right hand love is finished. But hold on, stop the presses, the right hand's coming back. Yeah, he got the left hand on the ropes now, that's right. Yeah, ooh, it's a devastating right, and hate is hurt. Down, ooh, ooh, left hand, hey, KO'd by love. If I love you, I love you. But if I hate you,
here it is, love and hate.
I love you, bro.
Bet. Wait, Raheem, check the label.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware for another 2 weeks. I like that little ending there. It seemed like it was, I think it was Muhammad Ali, a famous speech from him.
Possibly.
Like the left hand, pal, the right hand.
Yeah, it might have been. I know I was more focused on the cameo appearance by Public Enemy. Fight the Power in the background. I was getting into that, so... Yeah.
You love you some Public Enemy.
I do. So that was Ian Kamau from Toronto, Ontario, I believe. Artist from Toronto, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So Canadian hip hopper and spoken word artist. And that track was called The Pessimist, which was from Love and Other struggles. So Kamau often has socially conscious lyrics. I think you could see that there. That was very evident in that song. He was raised in Toronto to filmmaker parents who came from Trinidad in 1970, and his father named him Kamau, which means the silent warrior.
Which is kind of an oxymoron, seeing as he's a hip-hop artist and does a lot of spoken words.
You're 100% right.
But I like what he's singing, and I like his flow, so well, we'll give him that. And before, we had a couple of songs, and like we said, we can't always fit all the songs in, so we're going to keep one for next time. But the last song we're going to play before we're back, we're actually going to be doing a hiatus next show, but then we'll be back. Well, you'll be back on the 3rd of December.
I won't be. Yeah.
And then we'll be back again around the 17th of December for our Best of 2015 show.
Yeah, tune in for both those shows, but especially that one. That's going to be a getter.
It is. It's good. It's one of our favorite times of the year because we get to look at what we've played over the year and then decide, you know, what's in our top seven.
Pick our faves.
Yeah. A bit of a celebration. So the last person we're playing tonight is Graydon Square, who's an American hip-hop artist. He's actually a veteran of the Iraq War and an outspoken atheist who promotes discussions on philosophical issues as well as studying physics full-time, just because. His music deals with philosophical issues, in particular atheism and science, which makes sense, and also talks about political issues, the war in Iraq, and his experience as a soldier who had to fight in the war, and also his childhood, which he had spent a lot of time in group homes. So the song that we're playing is a rational response from his album The Compton Effect, which is his second album. He just released a album this year called Omniverse Type 3, released in 2015. The Compton Effect, which is what we are going to play, actually is a reference to physics, the Compton Effect in physics, and as well as the city in California, which he originates. And a lot of great hip-hop artists come from Compton.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's a little bit of a...
Rough neighborhood.
So I guess in the face of adversity, you go to creativity.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a good way to escape some hard life lessons, through creativity. You're 100% correct.
Exactly. So we're going to say adios for this week. We won't see you in 2 weeks, but Christian will be back on the 3rd of December, and then we'll have our best of around the 17th. I feel like that's the 17th. Yeah.
Yeah. So until then, I'm going to take this line this time. Be good to one another. Adios.
Adios.
Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad's newest member. My name is Graydon Square, and I'ma always give it to you straight. Check it. Yo, I'm like the atheist spokesman. That's why I come under fire and pressure attacks like Rex Grossman. Yeah, this game is intense. I've been saying this since agnostic people been playing the fence. They keep saying it's the same in the sense that evolution requires faith that the universe just came to exist. First of all, microevolution's been proven in the same way that sound waves let you listen to music. And macroevolution is a system of change at or above the level of species inflicted with change. That's microevolution on the grand scale we can't even word because our lifespan's too short to observe.